Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
good and happen to you. Trust me, God did it. Believe me, it was God who did it. You might think it came some other way, but it was God that did it. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints, faithful. May God's grace and peace and mercy find you at this particular time. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to take a moment and have a word of prayer. I'm excited about this lesson. I'm excited about the word of God. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that what your word says is true. And even if I don't understand it and don't get it at the moment, I believe in it. I act on it. I trust it. I am a child of yours because I've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been forgiven of all of our sin, washed in your blood according to Ephesians 1 and 7. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that we are a new creation. We are new creatures because 2 Corinthians 5:17 declare that. Just like I know, Father God, that 1 Corinthians 6:19 declare that we are your temple. I believe it, Father God, because we've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into your light, into your kingdom. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I thank you for it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you will set us free, because John 8:31-33, that we've been set free, and we are disciples. We are those who believe in it. I thank you, Father, that those that are listening, I declare, Father God, that the battle is already won. I declare, Father God, that we're won because of the victory. I believe, God, you sent your word and will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish what you sent it out to do. Father God, I expect goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life. I shall not die, but I shall live. I shall pass from life unto eternity, and I praise you for it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word has declared it and decreed it. And for that reason, Father God, I believe your word above everything that I think or feel. I pray right now, Father God, that those that are desiring prayer, that their prayers be answered according to your word. I pray that it lines up to your word. I ask you right now, Heavenly Father, allow your word to be mighty in their life like it was in the day of Pentecost. Let it be mighty. It grew so mighty that the people believed it. They thought more of your word than they thought of themselves. And I thank you for it and praise you for it. Now, these and all blessings, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, and for his sakes we pray. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hey, brothers and sisters, we got an awesome lesson here today, and I'm excited about the word of God. We're talking about living this life, this new life, I should say, living this new life. And we've talked about some of the things that is required in this new life. I've enjoyed it, continue to enjoy God's word all the time. We've talked about living this new life. You got to have a prayer life because we are new. The Bible declares that in the reality of this new life, In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we declare that, and it's true, that we are new creatures. We confess that with our mouth, and we believe that in our heart. We talked about the reality of the new creation, the reality in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So we're talking about the reality of the being a child of God, and we talked about the reality of his redemption. We talked about the reality of redemption really means, the incarnated, the incarnation. So we're going to continue talking about the reality. And I think I want to really talk about the reality of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We've talked about the reality of the faith. You got to have faith in that. We're talking about the reality of the righteousness of God. And when we talk about reality, listen, dear heart, we're talking about facts. And you can't get better facts than what the Word of God says. So when we talk about reality, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the reality that's in the Word of God. Hallelujah. There are going to be several foundational scriptures that we're going to talk about, but I'm going to give you an outline today, and hopefully we'll get into it this week, because we're going to talk about the reality of living by the heart. Hallelujah. The reality of living by the heart. And when we talk of heart, well, we'll get into that part a little later, because I want everybody to have a clear understanding what, when we talk about heart, what we're not talking about. And that's very important, that you know we're not talking about the heart that is a muscle organ. The most scientists and others declare that it pumps blood through the whole blood vessels. We're not talking about that heart. We're not talking about the one that carries oxygen throughout the body. We're not talking about that one. We're not talking about the heart that's in a man's chest or a woman's chest. That's what we're not talking about. We're not talking about the heart that's about the size of your fist, that's in your chest. We're not talking about that heart. But we're talking about the spirit. So when we talk about heart, we're talking about the spirit. So this week, and I like I said, I will give you an outline pretty much of some of the things that we're going to talk about, hopefully, unless the Lord says different. If so, there may even be a possibility that pastor, she may finish teaching from Wednesday through Friday. I'm not sure. But however, we'll get back to that no later than tomorrow to give you all clarity on what's going on. But the heart that we're talking about is carried deceit. And the word heart here, and I'm not going to get into a lot of Greek and Hebrews today, but we will get into it. The heart is what chokes the word. The word of God is choked by the heart. So we're not talking about the human heart as we read this. That's not what we're talking about. Like, for instance, over there in Mark 7:22. I read from the King James. As pastor, you should read from the Messenger Bible. She may be in and out, and if you're available, pastor, you read that from the Messenger Bible. I'll read it from the King James Version. It says, "Feast, controversial, wickedness, deceit, lavishness, and evil eyes, blaspheme and pride, all that kind of stuff come from a foolish heart," the Bible says. So he's not talking about the one that pumped. But you want to read that for us, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, everyone. And from the Message Bible, Mark 7:22, it's what comes out of a person that pollutes: obscenities, lust, theft, murder, adulteries, greed, depravity, deceptive dealings, carousing, mean looks, slander, arrogance, foolishness. All these are vomit from the heart. Have mercy. Amen.
Amen, amen. So that's the heart we're talking about. We're talking about the heart that's in Matthew 6:21. For where your treasures is, there will your heart be also. So he's not talking about the one that pumped blood. Understand that. And I want you to get the basics of this, because when we get into this, you'll have a better understanding of what we're talking about. Amen? Amen. So in Matthew 6:21, if you would go there, we'll appreciate it.
Okay. And from the Message Bible, it's obvious, isn't it? The place where your treasure is the place you will most want to be and end up being. Amen.
So a lot of time when we say it's hard, a lot of people thinking that they're talking about that 4-inch thing in your chest, in the cavity. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about the heart that pumps blood.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about that. So when we talk about the reality here, we're talking about your spirit man. How I know that? I'm going to show you. Now, you may not get it at first, but you will get it. And that may be our foundational scripture too. So let me run on over there right now. Over in the book of Peter, 1 Peter, we'll go there. Well, actually, let me go from here. This, y'all bear along with me today. That would be, I said, 1 Peter 3:4. We won't get into it today, but I will be discussing this in depth. But I want to show you what I'm talking about. 1 Peter 3:4 says, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart." That's the heart I'm talking about right there. "In that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price."
Amen. And from the Message Bible, Matthew 3:4, "What matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Cultivate inner beauty, the gentle, gracious kind that God delights in, the holy," period, the holy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what you're talking about. See, the beauty Now I know we get all of that, and we understand that he's talking about how wives ought to be subject to her own husband, and I know y'all get all of this, and whether that the woman's beauty, how she can adore herself, and with the outward things, her hair and wearing jewelry and gold and da 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 da. He says, okay, all that's good. He says, but here's the thing right here. What you need to adore, in other words, what you need to dress up, for a better way of saying it, is the hidden man of the heart. Wow, isn't that interesting? Hidden man of the heart. That's a subject that we need to really understand, brothers and sisters. The hidden man of the heart. Oh, I didn't know one was hidden. Yes, one is hidden. It's called the hidden man of the heart. And we're going to talk about that this week. The hidden man of the heart is a quiet, meek spirit in the sight of God. That's what it is.
Amen.
Take your time and ask God to give you the revelation, because that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about this week, hopefully. We're not going to be talking about your heart rate. Because your heart work, your heart rate is measured. I'm not going to get into all of that about your heart. You want to know about your heart, go get it. It'll tell you that the average adult human heart rate is 60 to 100 BPM. I mean, you can get all of that nice, but that's not what I'm talking about. The heart I'm talking about is your
Yeah.
Make sure everybody with me. So when I'm talking about heart, I'm not talking about that that organ that's in your chest that pumps the blood. I'm not talking about that heart. That's not the heart that the Bible's talking about. The heart that we're talking about is your spirit, man. And we're going to make 1 Peter 3, one of our foundational scripture, it says, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of a great price. He's talking about the hidden man of the heart, the hidden man of the heart. I got to continue to say that till you get it. We're talking about the heart. So when the Bible uses scriptures like deceit, over in Jeremiah 17 and 9, he's talking about that spirit man. When the Bible talks about in Proverbs 4:23, keeping the heart, he's not talking about that thing in your chest that is big as your fist, 4 inches. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the spirit man. When the Bible talks about a pure heart, he's talking about the spirit man. See?
Man.
I'll tell you something else. You'd be surprised what comes from the heart. So when he's talking about what comes from the heart, he's talking about the spiritual part. And we'll probably talk about the heart. It's being figuratively, like the bowels of mercy. That's where it's at. We'll talk about maybe preparing your heart, the characters of a pure heart that the Bible wants us to have. To have a pure heart, think about that for a moment. You know, he's not talking about the one that's pumping blood. Interesting. That's not what he's talking about. Having a pure heart. He's talking about the spirit. So rather than give you all of these different definitions from Hebrew, Greek, all this, just take 1 Peter now, 3, and understand that. Then you're going to understand when you see heart, that's what he's talking about. Like for instance, the Bible talks about the character of the heart. It can be wicked. It can be deceitful. I think that's over there now. If you'll find that for me, Pastor, I'm just going to read a few of these scriptures. Maybe I'll just read them from the King James Version. And just let you, if you'll read it from the King James Version, and when we take them back up, we'll read both King James and Messenger Bible. But in Ezekiel 2 and 4, can you read that for me? Ezekiel 2 and 4. You know, the Bible talks about an uncircumcised heart. I was reading that. An uncircumcised heart. So he's not talking about that, the human heart as we understand it. Because I was talking to an evangelist the other day, and she said, well, you know what? I'm kind of confused. So the Bible, so the Lord told me, said, don't let nobody be confused. Maybe there's some other people that ain't really getting it about the heart. So I want you to know that when you see that word heart in the Bible, or you reading it or studying, make sure you're talking about the spirit. So you want to read that Ezekiel, what I said, Ezekiel 2 and 4?
2 and 4.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. For they are imprudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. Amen.
Yeah, so when the Bible talk about stiff-hearted people, just like Pharaoh, because of the hardening of his heart, he became stiff-hearted. So he's talking about the spirit that's in the persons, okay? And so just like in, I think it would be in Jeremiah 9, he's talking about the character of the wicked, the uncircumcised heart. He's talking about the spirit of a person. So we're going to be dealing with these different topics this week. Well, you can read that one, too, in Jeremiah 9:26.
Okay, Jeremiah 9 and verse 26 reads, Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the utmost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised. And all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. Amen.
See, so to have an uncircumcised heart is to have an uncircumcised spirit. That flesh can be cut away. So you're learning a lot of this almost. And then when I really do a real research on this heart thing, it makes mention of 884 times. So that's why I said, you know what, I might need to really jump on this. Because when I think about the heartens of the heart, people might just take that word and think it means that four-inch thing in their chest. And that's somebody's talking about. You have to do your research. See, it's just like your will, your emotion. All of those things are in your heart, in your spirit, person. And it's real important that you get this because a lot of stuff going on with you, you may not realize that it's not that 4-inch in your chest, but it's your spirit, man. And the Bible talks about an evil heart. So when he's talking about an evil heart, he's talking about an evil spirit. So what I'm going to need you to do for this particular lesson, you run across the word heart, especially in the Old Testament, and also in the New Testament, but especially in the Old Testament, the word heart it really means to, it really means your spirit. Mm. So I don't want anybody to misunderstand what I'm saying, because a lot of times I am misunderstood. So I want to be plain. I want everybody to understand that we're not talking about the heart rate, which is being measured. And I guess science says, you know, it beats 60 times to 100 BPM, which says that if it's beating like that, you're all right. Somewhere in between that, depending on your size and your weight. See, I'm not getting into all of that. I want to talk about your spirit man, that hidden man of the heart. So that's what we'll be talking about this week. And we have a lot of, like I said, a lot of topics that we're going to. But if you're going to live this new living way, this new living way is real important that we understand that we have the facts. I keep saying the reality, but this is the reality of the heart. And so, but anyway, I'm excited about the word, and we'll let you all know tomorrow, definitely, if we will be able to, I mean, what's going on? I'm going to talk to a pastor this evening and let her know if we'll be going over there to the other channel or not. I call that the Word of Noon number 2. So I will let you know tomorrow for sure. Thank you all so much for joining us, and we'll let you know tomorrow for sure. It will be going over to number 2 as well. Okay, meanwhile,